Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program we're going to hear from Ellie Gosling at the Historic Pella Trust about a opening ceremony for a Civil War exhibit that's going to be showing at the Schulte House from September to November. Ellie, we're going to be talking about the Civil War exhibit that's going to be at the Schulte House, as well as the opening day ceremonies that are going to be going on with it, but first, I think it's important to talk about the history Marion County has with the Civil War, because I don't think that many people realize that Marion County does have a pretty big history with it. So what was the involvement of people in Pella with the Civil War?
Well, it turns out that we sort of divided it up into Marion County, Pella, and Central College. It turns out that even though many of the Central College boys that were here, they enlisted in Iowa, they were actually from other states like Illinois and many from Iowa. And so we were focusing on how their involvement. And there's 10 regiments that are highlighted, with most of the gentlemen, I would say at least 98% of those that enlisted were in those 10 regiments. We identified those. So focusing on each regiment will give you a picture of the involvement. For instance, the 3rd Cavalry, those boys were pretty much from Knoxville, and though there were a handful from Pella. And when you trace their involvement in the Civil War, it's quite a bit different than, say, some of the infantry divisions. So we're trying to bring that all together in one exhibit so that you can see the involvement of this county. And it rather reflects, I think, many counties and many towns in Iowa during the 1860s and the involvement of the war. So we're not unique, but the history of Pella has been so well defined in our Dutch heritage, and the involvement that this war changed Pella in 1860, 13 years after it was founded, is quite astonishing. So the stories that have come to light, I think, will fascinate and intrigue a lot of people. For instance, there was the Henry Busquet that came from Pella. He was in, I think, I can't remember which regiment he was originally with. I think it was the 3rd Regiment Infantry. But he, in 1864, switched over to the U.S. Signal Corps. And that was a newly formed corps for the North as well as the South. And his he kept all the transmitted messages, some from General McPherson and other quartermasters, and it just shows a picture of his messages describing what happened around Vicksburg after the Union had taken charge of that city. So it's those unique stories. There's another story about two boys that were Central College students. They were brothers, came from Red Rock, and they enlisted in 61. And we have the stories through their letters, which the family has kept all these years, of their involvement with the 3rd Infantry, and then their tragic end. And that will be displayed, as well as there'll be a audio version of their story that will be able to be played by the people visiting the exhibit. And their story reflects, I think, hundreds and hundreds of similar stories of tragedies of boys who eventually lost their lives. But their letters, when the few letters we have, and we don't have all the letters, but the ones that will be displayed, and they are copies, but you can read their excitement of being in the war, serving. They even talk about how glad they were for the proclamation by Lincoln, and their voting, and so all these things that were rather exciting. They seem to have a fairly good time with the Army. So it's those kind of stories that I think make an exhibit like ours unique and fun to to see. And then we have so many other things. We have an interactive children's display. We have a committee that's been working very hard to have a room set aside where the children, that visitors can go in and kind of see what the children's world was like in 1860. There's a women's display because the women played a very important part in the Civil War years. That will be unique. We have a four-minute video that will be played from... we got special permission from the Lincoln Library in Illinois to play this, and it's the Civil War in 4 minutes, and it's really a fascinating thing to watch. And we also have a professor at Central who's put together the movements of all 10 regiments, along with the displays, I should say. There'll be 10 displays that will be separate of each regiment. It's just all the talent that seems to come together for this whole exhibit, I think, will culminate into a delightful experience for anybody, either in Pella or outside Pella.
And before the exhibit opens, well, on the day it opens, there's going to be a sort of a celebration opening ceremony. Can you explain what's going to go on with that?
Yes, I'm real excited about that, and I hope that all your listeners and the people from Pella and around Pella come for that. It'll be at 11 o'clock on the opening day, which is a Saturday, the 15th of September. It'll be in the park. Dick Redman will conduct the city band. There will be Civil War music that will be played. We have the chamber singers from Central will be singing Civil War medleys. There also will be speeches. Mayor Jim Mueller, whose wife is a granddaughter of historian Bob Klein here in Pella. Anyhow, he will be making the speech. Dr. Mark Putman from the college will also speak, and Ron Reedfield will also give a small speech. I don't think they'll speak long, but they will be... part of the program. We do have some Civil War regiment that will enact and bring in the colors, and they'll all be dressed in the Civil War uniforms. So it's just going to be an exciting morning, and I think we hope to get a good crowd. It'll be much like Thursday night in Pella in the fact it'll be at the stage there in the park. And hopefully the weather will hold. If the weather does turn on us, we have made arrangements to move it to the community center, but we're hoping that won't happen. But in doing research, Ron Reedfield told me that as far as he can see, it's been about 100 years since we've had a patriotic event such as what's being planned. And then at noon, the Civil War exhibit will open at the Sculte House. And for this day only, we are anticipating a fairly large crowd. So we put time tickets, which are free. The exhibit is free for people so we can monitor the amount of people that go into the exhibit. So they should call the Sculte House if they would like to pick up a ticket ahead of time. It's just simply a crowd control. After that, we'll be open for 2 months. And I think anytime you want to come, you'll be more than happy to come in.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Ellie Gosling with the Historic Pella Trust about an opening day ceremony for a Civil War exhibit that's going to be at the Sculte House starting next month. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.